in fine clothes, people treat him like a noble and he lives up to their expectations.
That's only the smallest piece of it, Bast said. The truth is deeper than that.
Bast floundered for a moment.
It's like everyone tells a story about themselves inside their own head, always, all the time. That story makes you what you are. We build ourselves out of that story.
Frowning, Chronicler opened his mouth, but Bast held up a hand to stop him.
Oh, listen, I've got it now. You meet a girl. Shy, unassuming. If you tell her she's beautiful, she'll think you're sweet, but she won't believe you. She knows that beauty lies in your beholding.
Bast gave a grudging shrug.
Sometimes that's enough.
His eyes brightened.
But there's a better way. You show her she's beautiful. You make mirrors of your eyes, prayers of your hands against her body. It's hard, very hard, but when she truly believes you...
Bast gestured excitedly.
Suddenly the story she tells herself in her own head changes. She transforms. She isn't seen as beautiful. She is beautiful. Seen.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Chronicler snapped.
You're just spouting nonsense now. I'm spouting too much sense for you to understand,
Bast said testily.
But you're close enough to see my point. Think of what he said today. People saw him as a hero. And he played the part. He wore it like a mask, but eventually he believed it. It became the truth. But now,
he trailed off. Now people see him as an innkeeper, Chronicler said.
No,
Bast said softly.
People saw him as an innkeeper a year ago. He took off the mask when they walked out of the door. Now he sees himself as an innkeeper, and a failed innkeeper at that. You saw what he was like when Cobb and the rest came in tonight. You saw that thin shadow of a man behind the bar tonight. It used to be an act.
Bast looked up excited.
But you're perfect. You can help him remember what it was like. I haven't seen him so lively in months. I know you can do it.
Chronicler frowned a bit.
I'm not sure.
I know it will work,
Bast said eagerly.
I tried something similar a couple of months ago. I got him to start a memoir.
Chronicler perked up.
You wrote a memoir?
Started a memoir,
Bast said.
He was so excited, talked about it for days, wondering where he should begin his story. After his first night's writing, he was like his old self again. He looked 3 feet taller with lightning on his shoulders.
Bast sighed.
But something happened. The next day, he read what he'd written and went into one of his dark moods. Claimed the whole thing was the worst idea he'd ever had.
What about the pages he wrote?
Bast made a crumpling motion with his hands and tossed imaginary papers away.
What did they say?
Chronicler asked. Bast shook his head.
He didn't throw them away. He just threw them. They'd been lying on his desk for months.
Chronicler's curiosity was almost palpable.
Can't you just,
he waggled his fingers,
you know, tidy them up?
Ampower, no!
Bast looked horrified.
He was furious after he read them.
Bast shivered a little.
You don't know what he's like when he's really angry. I know better than to cross him on something like that.
I suppose you know best,
Chronicler said dubiously. Bast gave an emphatic nod.
Exactly. That's why I came to talk to you, because I know best. You need to keep him from focusing on the dark things. If not...
Bast shrugged and repeated the motion of crumpling and throwing away a piece of paper.
But I'm collecting the story of his life. The real story.
Chronicler made a helpless gesture.
Without the dark parts, it's just some sleep.
Chronicler froze halfway through the word. Eyes darting nervously to the side. Bast grinned like a child catching a priest mid-curse.
Go on,
he urged. His eyes were delighted and hard and terrible.
Say it!
Like some silly fairy story.
Chronicler finished. his voice thin